Okay, so welcome back, everyone, after our hiatus of a few weeks through the Chagim season. We are back to our Experience Shabbat series. And this week, very apropos, I thought it was worthwhile to speak about the very first Shabbat, the first Shabbos that ever happened. When was the first Shabbos that ever happened? It was, takes place in Sefer Bereishis with Adam and Chava. They're the first people in the world, but the truth is that they don't spend Shabbos, just the two of them together. We actually know that the first Shabbos is them and also Cain and Hevel. Unbelievable. We'll see a Medrash and a miracle that talks about a Gemara, I believe, in a second, that talks about how Cain and Hevel were born on that same day that Adam and Chava were created. And so the goal of the Shir, basically, you'll see that there's very few sources that we have that actually discuss what takes place on that Shabbos, but there's a lot on the bookends, both what happens before Shabbos and what happens after Shabbos, and the role that Shabbos itself played in the eventual sin of Adam and Chava, and how it protected them. So we'll get into all that to understand what Adam's and Chava's interaction was with the very first Shabbos, and how that then plays into how we interact with Shabbos. So what I want to do is I want to share my screen, because there are just a few sources that I want to see inside together. So we're going to share this screen. Let's see, is that gonna work? No, one second. Okay, I want to share this screen. Okay, good. So you see this screen over here, so right, everyone see the document? Yeah, okay, good. So, as we know, that the very first day of creation for mankind, which was on the sixth day, right? There's 7 days in the week, so on the sixth day man was created, and we know that the sixth day of creation, when man was created, was a very traumatic day for Adam HaRishon. It was a very busy day, so let's see what the Gemara and Sanhedrin has to say on Lamed Ches Amid Beis. Let's see it inside. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Bar Chanina, Shtei Mesrei Shaus Havei Hayom. So there were 12 hours in the first day of the creation of man. So in other words, we know that the way halakhic hours works is that there are always 12 hours in the day and always 12 hours in the night, right? In the winter, when the day is much shorter, so the hours, how do you get 12 hours? That means each hour has to be less than 60 minutes. Each halakhic hour has to be less than 60 minutes, but you still always get 12 hours in the day, and vice versa in the summer. So always 12 hours in the day and always 12 hours in the evening. So Adam and Chava were created at the beginning of the day, on the sixth day, not in the night, at the daytime. So there were 12 hours in this entire day. So what happened on this day? So again, 12 hours in the day, Shari Shona Hutzbar Afro, in the first of the 12 hours, his dust was gathered. Shnia Nasa Golem, in the second hour, a golem was made, right? We know the Kabbalistic idea of making a golem some sort of a body, a human body without any soul in it. Shlishis Nimtachu Ilarav, in the third hour, the limbs of Adam HaRishon were extended. I guess God formed out his limbs. Revius Nizraka Bo Neshama, in the fourth hour, it's very interesting language. The Gemara says that his soul was thrown into him. Chamishis Amar al Raglav, the fifth hour, Adam finally stands up for the first time. Shishis Kara Shemos, in the sixth hour, that's when Adam names all the animals in the world. Shvius Nizdavga Lo Chava, in the seventh hour, that's when he met his wife. Shminis is all in the same Friday. Shminis Alu Lamata Shnayim V'Yardu Arba, so in the eighth hour, Adam and Chava, they consummated their marriage, or whatever it is, and they came out in very quick, within the hour that she conceived, she went through 9 months of pregnancy, and she gave birth to twins, to Cain and to Hevel. Exactly what this means is a little unclear. This will go into the larger conversation of how we understand time at the beginning of time. But nonetheless, that's what the Gemara says. Within an hour, they had two children that came out. Tishias in the ninth hour of the day, Nitzstava Shalil Echol Min Ha'ilan. In the ninth hour, they were told, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. Asiris Sarachata. And the Asiris Sarach, in the 10th hour, that's when they violated the commandment, that's when they sinned. Acharis Rei Nidon, in the 11th hour, they were judged for this sin. And Shtemis Rei, in the 12th hour, Nitarid, they were kicked out of the garden. V'halach lo shenemar Adam biker bal yelin, right? That Adam didn't like sleep in a place of honor for one night, meaning that Adam was kicked out of the garden before nightfall. So how do we understand this? So at what point was Adam actually kicked out of the Garden of Eden? When was he kicked out of Gan Eden? So the 12 hours, again, these are 12 hours of the day. So that means Adam was created or the beginning of creation took place, I guess, either at Halos HaShachar or at Netzach Hama, at sunrise, whatever it might have been. It's not so important for our purposes right now. And 12 hours later, 12 halachic hours later, it was Shabbos. So right basically when Shabbos came, that's when Adam HaRishon was kicked out of Gan Eden. So talk about not being prepared for Shabbos, right? So you always have someone who accidentally is driving somewhere and they get stuck on the road and they don't have any food with them for Shabbos. Adam HaRishon was not just stuck on the road, he was literally kicked out of the only home that he had ever had in this very short lifetime. He was kicked out of this house, or kicked out of this garden, and he had to fend for himself outside of the garden of Eden. So that's a very rough era of Shabbos, and so seemingly the most simple perspective here we're going to have to assume is that Adam and Chava did not actually spend Shabbos in Gan Eden. I know I just spent a lot of time saying that they did not spend Shabbos in Gan Eden. However, I believe there are some people who say that maybe they did actually get to spend Shabbos in Gan Eden. Maybe, and then maybe they were kicked out afterwards. However, the general understanding is that they were not there for the first Shabbos. Okay, so let's take a look at the next source, the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer, which has an incredible perspective of what took place right after Adam and Chava were kicked out, and they were told that they cannot be in the Garden of Eden anymore. So enter Shabbos. What role does Shabbos play in Adam and Chava's punishment? So take a look at the Pirkei de Rabbi Eliezer. So says the Medrash, Bo Yom HaShabbos V'Naaseh Senegar L'Adam HaRishon. An unbelievable thing. Adam HaRishon violates this horrible sin. He eats from the tree of knowledge, and all of a sudden God kicks him out. He punishes him and says, Shabbos Kodesh, I'm going to be your lawyer, Adam HaRishon. Amar Lefanav Ribon HaOlam. So Shabbos says to God, B'Sheishes Yemei Bereishis, the 6 days of creation he had thus far, Lon Harag Harag. No one has died. No one was killed yet. No person has lost their life. Ba'olam, in the world. Ubi and Shabbos Kodesh says to Hashem, with me, Atamatchil, you're going to start killing people on my day. Zuhi Kedushasi, Zuhi Berchasi. Shabbos Kodesh, no, is very self-aware. It understands that it's a very holy day. It's a holy day. It's a blessed day. So says Shabbos, you're going to start killing people on my day. But this is, and that's going to be considered my sanctity, and that's going to be considered my blessing. That we're told, the Pasuk says, that God blesses and sanctifies Shabbos. Uvizchus Yoma Shabbos, and therefore, in the merit of Shabbos, Nitzal Adam Midina Shel Gehenim. Unbelievable, says the Medrash, that I guess Adam HaRishon was going to be killed. Perhaps you can say that he was actually liable to death at this point, but Shabbos Kodesh was our lawyer, and Shabbos Kodesh says you can't kill Adam, and therefore Adam HaRishon was not killed because of Shabbos. Vera Adam Kocha Shel Shabbos, and what happened as a result of that? Adam HaRishon saw how amazing Shabbos was, how strong and how incredible Shabbos was, and how great it could be. Amar Lo L'chinam Barecha Kadosh Baruch Hu Asa Shabbos V'Kadesh Hu. So he says, was it like for free? Was it like for meaningless that Hashem blessed the Shabbos and that he sanctified it? Right? So basically Adam HaRishon was saying, no, clearly there's a significant purpose to this day and I should make the most of it. That's Adam HaRishon's big realization after he comes off of the coattails of such a horrible sin and he gets such a difficult punishment. He now finds himself on Shabbos. He sees that Shabbos has essentially befriended him and defended him. And he says, I am going to make friends with Shabbos and I'm going to make the most of this day. So what he begins dancing and singing. He's singing Shabbos Zmiros the whole Shabbos. We don't actually know what he did really on that Shabbos, but we know that he sang lots of Zmiros. He was so thrilled with this incredible day. Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos. He sang a song to Shabbos. That was Adam HaRishon. He sang a song to Shabbos. And then what happens? The Medrash says, parenthetically, Rabbi Yishmael Omer, HaMizmor HaZeh Adam HaRishon Amru V'Nishkach B'chol Doros. When Adam HaRishon had sang such a beautiful song, he wrote, Adam HaRishon is the author of the very first Shabbos Zemer, and what happened after he died, I guess, the song was forgotten. Ad Shabba Moshe V'chidsho. Then Moshe Rabbeinu came along some years later, and he renewed this song that he sang. Shenemar Mizmar Shir Liyom HaShabbos Liyom Shekulo Shabbos Menucha L'Chayei Olam Haba. Right, so this is an extension of the song, that we sing a song for Shabbos, and how amazing Shabbos is. So what we see from here is two things. Number one, that Adam HaRishon, his first introduction to Shabbos was that Shabbos was a defender of him and the protector of him. He evidently would not have lived long enough to see the day if not for the fact that Shabbos came to his defense. And number two, we see something incredible, and this is something that should be new to us, those of us maybe who are more learned, but certainly was new to me, and that is that evidently Adam HaRishon was liable to death. We always believed, or I always grew up thinking that Adam HaRishon was punished and he was kicked out of the garden, but that was that. But but evidently, according to this Medrash, he was going to die, but Shabbos said, no, you can't kill him, and that's why he wasn't killed. So you see from here, that's where Adam HaRishon was. He was basically on God's bad list, on God's kill list, but Shabbos defended him. So what happens then? It comes to Shabbos. We don't really know what takes place, but we know that he was so thrilled with Shabbos, and he just wanted to make the most of it, so he sang, he honored and enjoyed this first Shabbos. And as a result, the next time we meet, at least according to what I was able to find, the next time we meet Adam HaRishon is actually in the next Medrash, in the Medrash in Bereishis Rabbah. And this is a Medrash that we did back, I think, when we did the experience Shabbos Shir on Havdalah. So what happens in this Medrash? We learn about when Adam HaRishon had first created fire. And we learn that he created fire as a result of having been terrified that it was nighttime. Because evidently, Motzei Shabbos was the first nighttime that Adam HaRishon had ever experienced. Look inside in Bereishis Rabbah, chapter Yud Aleph, Beis. So Rabbi Levi Vishim Rabbi Zeir Amar, Lamed Vav Sha'us Shim Sha'usa Ha'ura. So again, so Adam HaRishon was alive just for the daytime on the sixth day, so that means he had the whole night and he wasn't alive. Then he was only alive during the day. So that's the first 12 hours of his life. Then you have all of Shabbos, the night of Shabbos and the day of Shabbos, so that's another 24 hours. So when you get to Saturday night, that means Adam HaRishon was alive for only 36 hours. So says the Medrash, Lamed Vav Sha'us Shim Sha'uso Ha'ora, it's shown the sun was shining for the first 36 hours of Adam HaRishon's life through the entirety of Shabbos. It never set at all. Shnei Masar Shabbos, the 12 hours of Erev Shabbos, Ushnei Masar Shal Leili Shabbos, the 12 hours of the evening of Shabbos, Ushnei Masar Shal Shabbos, and the 12 final hours of Shabbos itself during the day. But then, what do you know? God said, we have to go back to normal here. So God said, fine, I'm going to let the sun set. The sun started setting for Motzei Shabbos. And what happened? It began to get very dark, like it does. And Adam HaRishon became terrified. He said, the world's ending. It's being destroyed because it's getting all dark. Shenemar v'amar ach choshech shufini b'layla or badini. He's all alone, says Adam HaRishon, because he doesn't have any light to protect him. Also shakasav bo hu yishufach rosh v'atat teshuvenu aki ba'al his daveg li. Fine. So what happened? Me asa karash baruchu zimin lo shnei rafim. God says, here Adam, you see those two stones over there? Why don't you go grab those two stones? V'hi kishan zelatzenei. Why don't you hit them together? What do you know? A miracle of miracles happened. V'yatza mehen or v'irach aleha. And man has made fire, right? He snapped them together enough times. He created friction. A spark came out and a fire came. And finally, Adam HaRishon was no longer sitting in darkness. He had fire to sit in. And hadahu dechtiv alaylo or badini ma v'irach aleha. What was the bracha that Adam HaRishon made? We know this bracha, borei ma'ori ha'ish. He made the bracha, borei ma'ori ha'ish. And that's why we make a bracha on fire on Motzei Shabbos. What you see from here, though, is something fascinating. And that is that something happened. There was an incredible transition in Adam HaRishon that happened from the beginning of Shabbos, in which, again, he was on God's kill list, to the end of Shabbos, where now Hashem was not only saying, I don't want to kill you, but he's saying, here, Adam, here is a tool to take with you for the rest of your life. He's giving us something back. So clearly, something happened over this Shabbos. So what happened over this Shabbos, that he was back in God's good graces after Shabbos? You'd have to assume that it was specifically the relationship that developed between Adam and Shabbos, that Adam developed this appreciation for what Shabbos is and what it represents, and because of that, God says, okay, you know what, maybe I didn't make such a mistake. Again, Kivayachal, obviously God knew he didn't make a mistake, but now Kivayachal, God realized, it's clear I wasn't wrong. This is the person who needs to be the first man of all humankind, and therefore, God says, I'm going to give you a reward after Shabbos, I'm going to give you the ability to create fire. Now, with all of that, understanding that Shabbos is what protected Adam, and the greatness of the first Shabbos is that Adam realized how incredible it was that it was able to save him, that it was able to protect him. What I'd like to do as our last source is I'd like to transition to an idea that, if you've never heard before, it's unbelievable. It's really, really mind-boggling. And it is the thought of trying to wrap your head around the fact of why it is that Adam found himself sinning in the first place. There's an idea we'll see inside in a second, that if you eat, that the prohibition to eat from the tree of knowledge was only a prohibition that applied before Shabbos. But the Sfarim HaKadoshim write about this idea that once Shabbos came, the Eitz Hadas would have been permissible to eat. And ask Sir Avraham, sure, you know what, let's just do it inside because it's so beautiful to see it inside. Let's see, okay, so we're over here in the HaSefer HaLekach VaHalibov, written by Rav Avraham Shor. He has more than several dozens of Sfarim. But here's a beautiful piece that he writes on this parsha. Okay, he says as follows. Oh, boy. Okay. Amru Chazal. Chazal say, Shadam Harishon Nivra Be'erev Shabbos Kadesh Yechanes LeMitzvah. So Chazal explained why was it that Adam HaRishon was created on Erev Shabbos. Hey, well, God should have done this better. He didn't plan well. He should have made him on Monday. He would have had a whole week. He can go to work, and then at the end, he'll appreciate Shabbos. But no, say Chazal, Adam HaRishon was created on Erev Shabbos so that he immediately can go into doing a mitzvah. That Tzarech Biror, Shari Lifnei HaShabbos, Nichshal Be'achilas Itzadas, Belo Nichnas LaShabbos Me'ad. It's unbelievable. Not only did Adam HaRishon not go into Shabbos immediately and have this beautiful mitzvah that he could have fulfilled of keeping Shabbos. Instead, he did the most infamous sin of all humankind, of all of human history. How could that be? That? How did we go so wrong? Right, so the students of the Arizal explain, it's an unbelievable idea from the students of the Arizal, that evidently, Adam HaRishon would have waited, again, just another hour or two until Shabbos started, he could have eaten from the tree. It shows you the power of taiva, the power of desire, that his Yetzer Hara told him, the snake told him, he needed it right now, he couldn't wait just an hour to eat from the tree. An unbelievable idea. Rak achla paga. V'ilu himtin le'ochlo ad Shabbos, if he would have waited, haya olam hatikun, v'haya az yom shekula Shabbos, it would have made a new world order, that it would have been that he would have had an entire life of Shekulo Shabbos. V'ulai lefi zeh, yesh lomar, an unbelievable idea. So says Rav Avram Shor, Shabachira haya b'yad Adam HaRishon, Shemiyad shenolad samach l'Shabbos, l'kabel alav kvar tosefes Shabbos. Maybe, says Rav Shor, that when Adam HaRishon was created, when was he created? After Plaga Mincha. What do you mean, after Plaga Mincha? He could have made early Shabbos, but he specifically said, I'm not going to make early Shabbos. And says Rav Shor, what was the central sin of Adam HaRishon? That he didn't accept upon himself Tosefes Shabbos. If he would have accepted upon himself Tosefes Shabbos, Shabbos could have been right then. Then he would have been able to eat the tree. Instead, his Yetzirah got the better of him, and he said, I'm not going to do the Shabbos thing, I'm just going to eat from the tree. And then what do you know, he violated this terrible sin. The sin in its core was that he didn't run into Shabbos, because if he would have done that, everything would have been okay. He never would have heard of the sin of the Eitz Hadas. It never would have existed, because he just would have accepted Shabbos. Ki b'Shabbos haya mutar lo l'achol me'Eitz Hadas. V'zehu kavanas divrei Chazal. Also, the Imre Emes says just like this. So, therefore, what does this leave us? Nimtza shekol shoresh hachit shel Adam HaRishon haya ma shelo nichnas l'Shabbos miyad tahaynu shelo kibel alav tosefes Shabbos. So, therefore, we find that the root, like we said a second ago, the root of the sin of Adam HaRishon was that he didn't accept upon himself Shabbos. And with that, I'm not going to read any more right now, but that's the basic idea. And with that, we can now understand it much deeper idea. And that is, so if Adam HaRishon was so reluctant to accept upon himself those Sefer Shabbos, that must mean that what? Adam never appreciated Shabbos and what it was and what it represented, which makes it even more significant that after he violated the sin, after he ate from the tree, God says, get out of my garden, and then he's about to kill Adam, but then Shabbos comes up and says, no way, you cannot kill Adam. And at that moment, when Adam saw that Shabbos defended him, he realized, holy cow, this day is incredible, this day is amazing. And once he realized that, he spent an entire day of Shabbos, of singing Zmiras, of singing songs and honoring Shabbos, because he now truly realized the godliness of what Shabbos had to offer. And once he realized the greatness of Shabbos, then Hashem was able to say, you do belong in this world, here's the fire to how you can survive the nighttime, because now you have to learn how to live in the real world. Incredible. So we find that the first Shabbos was all about helping Adam HaRishon realize how great Shabbos actually is and what it can actually do for an individual. If Adam HaRishon would have just accepted Shabbos immediately, you never would have heard of a chait. But since he didn't accept it immediately, the chait is unfortunately there. It lives in infamy, as they say. And I think, therefore, the purpose of Adam HaRishon's role in this first Shabbos is meant to teach us how much we have to value not just Shabbos itself, that's a given, but how much we have to value also the preparations for Shabbos. How much we have to value the extension of Shabbos, to both extend Shabbos in the front and on the back end, to make Shabbos a little bit earlier and to make Shabbos a little bit later. I think it's in the same piece over here, I believe so. Yeah. Let's just go back inside for 1 second. Rav Shor says, the bottom line here, V'yesh l'mod mizeh ha-tam l'sibas ha-snag He says, have you ever found yourself 20 minutes before Shabbos and you know that no matter when Shabbos is, you're always going to take in Shabbos like the minute, the absolute last minute? And it's so crazy, because how could that be? You know that there have been Friday Erev Shabbos where you planned it, you said, there's no way I'm not going to let this Friday get away from me, and I'm going to plan and plan and plan. But what do you know? Always, almost inevitably, you always find yourself in Erev Shabbos, the last 2 minutes, always doing something, plugging in the thing or plugging in, turning off the light, whatever it is, turning on the light. And it's incredible. How does that happen? Says Rav Shor, because since the beginning of time, this is a concept that the powers of Tumah, the powers of the Yitzhar, are fighting against us to accept Shabbos early. But if someone does fight against the Yitzhar and someone is able to accept Shabbos early, accept Shabbos properly, a candlelighting 18 minutes before sunset, then you will actually be uprooting the sin of Adam HaRishon. The sin of Adam HaRishon was rejecting to see the absolute beauty of what Shabbos had to offer. He didn't accept it early. Our job is to accept it early and to see the true beauty of it. And so it's with that I'll leave you, but it's with this that we'll also just mention that for the next several weeks, what I would like to do is talk about the beauty of Erev Shabbos, what Erev Shabbos has to teach us and what we should be focusing on Erev Shabbos. And that includes topics like understanding exactly what the nature of Tosefa Shabbos is, understanding how we should be preparing for Shabbos, understanding what it takes, what our mindset should be on Friday, and all of this to understand that we have to get in this mindset to uproot the ultimate and the infamous first sin of Adam HaRishon. Because if you would have only realized the true beauty of what Shabbos was and accepted it immediately, just a little bit early, the sin never would have existed in the first place. We should all go into Shabbos a little bit early tomorrow with this in mind, to understand that we want to get close to Shabbos because we see its beauty and we want to uproot all the negative aspects of what this sin did for us. Everyone should have a beautiful night and a beautiful Shabbos.